This is Stephen Adams.
And this is Kevin Durant. Oh, sorry.
Kevin Durant. You're Kevin Durant, mate. Good to see you, mate. Different complexion.
Okay, let's go again.
So, this is Stephen Adams.
And this is Enes Kanter.
You're listening to the Down to Earth...
Down to Dunk podcast.
What? Down to Dunk.
Down to Dunk.
I'll
down
say
to
that.
Dunk.
Introduce yourself, mate.
Here's Stephen Adams, and I'm Enes Kanter.
And you're listening to Down to Dunk podcast.
Stay tuned.
Good evening and welcome to episode
3, 2, 3, 9
of the Down to Dunk podcast. We are here live at Elgin Park in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, showing some love.
Hello, Tulsa.
Sup, Tulsa? I am Luke, joined today by Jay.
Jay.
Hello.
Andrew. And Taylor. And we've got special guest from Up the Thunder, Weston Shepherd.
Hello.
Give it up for Up the Thunder.
Come on.
Give it up.
We've got a lot of Thunder business to get through tonight, boys.
A lot going on.
A lot.
So, the Thunder had a trade.
They made a trade.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. So, it was pretty significant. So, if you don't know, you lived under a rock over the last 24 hours. The Thunder made a huge trade as part of the trade deadline, which anytime you listen to like a main media, they feel like it was really lame. And I was like the most excited I've been ever for a trade deadline. And so, but they traded Cameron Payne, Anthony Morrow, Joffrey Laverne, and four, Doug McDermott, Taj Gibson, and a second round pick.
And a pick. They got a pick. Why?
Which is weird. I don't know how Sam Presti robbed a Gar.
Can we do something real quick before just one more last trade machine drop?
Yes.
Yeah. Take this net to the trade machine.
We won't hear that for a long time.
Yeah, no more trade calls.
I mean, a really long time. I'm sorry, guys.
No more Vlade.
Vlade will come tonight, but not many nights after this.
A lot of men got taken to the trade machine.
There were lots of men in the trade machine.
Lots of men in the trade machine.
So, before we get too far, I do want to mention that we are here because of a fantastic brewery.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, we are.
In Oklahoma City. Coop Ale Works is here.
Shout out to Coop.
Yeah. They're serving us, just in case it doesn't get mentioned enough, they're serving us their grapefruit IPA, which is fantastic. Even if you are really upset that we're talking right now and you're here, get some of the grapefruit IPA. It is incredible and will just make your night a little bit better.
And it's also the exact color of a grapefruit, which is very impressive. It makes me think they use legitimate grapefruits.
There are legitimate grapefruits.
And I'm sure they did.
So, actually, tonight, we should say... Tonight we're buying that guy Coop for all of us. We're each buying individually ourselves.
Can we just buy a Coop for maybe Anthony Morrow? Because he's such a good dude.
Raise your glass for Anthony Morrow.
Come on, raise it up.
Pour one out, except don't really.
Don't pour it out unless it's
a figurative pour out.
Because he's the only player from that trade that we're kind of upset that got traded, right? Like Joffrey, we're kind of like, whatever. Cameron Payne, like, okay. Anthony Morrow kind of bums you out.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Mostly because he's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He's a cool dude.
So, but there's a ton of trades going on, but the Thunder is the one, obviously, we're going to talk about, but it's a huge trade. Give me real quick what you guys thought about it. As it came down, what did you think?
I think the Thunder completely robbed the Bulls. I mean, they gave away three players that were not helping the Thunder on offense or on defense. So this is kind of funny. If you add up the PERs of the three players that the Thunder sent out and the two players that we got back from the Bulls, the difference is not even one, which is insane. So the Thunder are getting back basically two very productive players for three players that may, like Cameron Payne, like he's got some potential. Joffrey, like he was good in spots. Anthony Morrow was really bad this year for two guys that are ready to contribute now. So their bench, I mean, obviously those two guys are coming off the bench tonight. We know that Sabonis is starting. But those two guys are going to help today. And then Doug is going to help a lot going forward. He's a guy that can shoot the ball. I don't understand why the Bulls got rid of him. I think that he needed a change of scenery, obviously, but I don't understand them getting rid of him. I mean, they want to play pace and space. At least they say they want to. And then they got rid of their best shooter. Now Fred Hoiberg is the best shooter on the Bulls, yeah. Except for Morrow.
And Morrow. But Doug McDermott is a bigger body and can do a little bit more than Morrow, too. So
without a doubt.
Now what do you want to do? You want to play Morrow the same minutes as McDermott?
No, I mean, the thing is that now the Thunder have a three. And you don't have to worry about Kyle Singer getting minutes anymore because there is a three that's starting already.
Yeah.
Cheer for that, please.
Praise the Lord.
Kyle Singer won't see the court anymore. They have two guys that can play the three now, and including, I mean, for some reason they think Jeremy Grant can play the three, so he's going to do that too. But this is great news, Thunder fans, because I really do believe that Singler will be waived either very soon or in the summertime. They're not going to carry out his contract. That's not going to happen.
There has never been a more hated player.
He's just so bad.
He is so
bad.
He's
like, and the thing is that there are bad, like, Kendrick Perkins was not great in his tenure with the Thunder, but people love him. Kyle doesn't, like, help himself out at all. Like, he does weird things. He's not good. His personality's not great.
Bad haircut.
Right now, he's got a tiny little baby ponytail.
It's terrible.
He's not helping himself.
It's pretty rough. But I think it's an enormous move for the Thunder. I want to ask you guys, what do you think, Weston, maybe you can answer this. What do you think, why would the Bulls make this move?
They don't know what they're doing. Exactly. Sam
Presti's a Jedi.
I was actually really curious how those calls go. Does Sam, like, coax them into this deal? Like, no, you want this deal. Trust me, you really want Anthony Morrow in exchange. For Doug McDermott, like this is what
it's obviously they believe in Cameron Payne to some extent, right?
Yeah, you almost have to if you make the deal. There's really no other reason to do it because Joff is good, but
I'm not sure if you heard. So Brian Windhorst and Zach Lowe and Kevin Arnovitz had a podcast today, and one of the things they talked about is the fact that they do believe in campaign, and Arnovitz actually was kind of with them. Like, campaign does have this potential. He really liked him coming out of Murray State.
Yeah.
So there is that. They didn't want to sign Taj, and they didn't want to go in the position where they wouldn't get anything back for him. The Doug McDermott one's the one that's very confusing. Hey, by the way, if you are at all claimed to be a Thunder media locally, his dad will follow you on Twitter.
Yeah.
So we got followed by Coach McDermott yesterday, which was a very strange moment.
I'm into that.
So now we're now officially sponsored by Coach McDermott.
That's right.
And everything this we say about him will be very positive.
This is brought to you by McBucks.
By the McBucks.
And that at least guarantees that we will never treat him as we treat Kyle Singler because we know his dad is following
Kyle
us.
Singler is in every... Or in, not Doug Kyle. Doug McDermott is in every way the anti-Kyle Singler, right?
He is
great
the
hair. Great He's hair. Got great hair. Great guy, right? He's not awkward.
No, he's
and
not.
And he can actually shoot the basketball. So that's a great thing. Yeah.
The thing that I think stands out to me the most about the trade, and the thing I'm the most excited about, surprised about, is they didn't actually trade Andre Robertson in the trade.
Right.
Which rumored
through hugs.
All day.
Yeah, that he was a part of it.
Right.
And anyway, so there's a few parts of that. Number one, the Thunder are going to have to pay him. What we've heard is that he was offered 4 years at $40 million, so $10 million a year.
Four for 48.
Four for 48, and turned it down. So he turned down $12 million a year for 4 years. Yeah, or we've heard... I'm not telling anybody anything.
Keep going.
So, but that's kind of a rumored number that we've heard out there, and so the truth may not be that, but it may be somewhere around there. And what you see in the midst of all of that is the fact that they're going to have to pay him. What do you guys think the market will be for Andre Robertson?
Well, I think that you look at Solomon Hill, and then you say, Andre Robertson's better than Solomon Hill, and he should be paid a lot of money.
So what's Solomon Hill make?
He's got like $12 million a year.
But I don't know. Has he played himself into that $48 million?
It takes is one team.
Yeah.
It takes one team to make that mistake. I mean, I think that he's very good. Do you want to pay him $15 million? I say no, you don't.
Because I feel like it was his performance in the playoffs last year that made him turn down this hypothetical number. that he said, I could get more than this because I can be better than even he was in the playoffs. And he was great in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I think he's kind of played himself out of this hypothetical number because he hasn't been as good this year.
And what you hope is that the Thunder, by not including him in this trade, by fighting for him not to be in the trade, Bulls wanted him. And they said no, is what the rumors are, at least, is maybe he sees the value that the Thunder place on him, and then maybe he sees his own value. So let me take a quick poll of the audience that are listening. If you had to give Andre Robertson $10 million a year for 4 years, would you do it? Raise your hand if you would do it.
There's a lot of hands.
Raise your hand if you think that is way too much money for Andre Robertson.
We've got we got two hands.
The yays win.
Yeah.
So
okay. Okay, so
it sounds like we're all signing him this offseason. That'll be fun.
Let's all pull. We're all pulling our money together after this. So get your wallets out.
We're gonna pass around a bucket.
He's gonna be on the podcast.
The fact that they kept him though allows this team to be. I mean, they may have the best defensive lineup in the league now. Yeah. Like their starting lineup, and I know that Sabonis is starting, but theoretically, I mean, Taj Gibson is really their power forward, right? I mean, he's going to play a bulk of the minutes. So those five could be the best defensive lineup in the league. Probably next to, like, Utah has a really great defensive lineup. But they're going to be very good. And if they close with those guys and Russ is hot, they're going to be really tough to stop. And they've been tough to stop in the crunch time anyways, but they're going to be even tougher to stop now.
That's what I was thinking about, how we've been so good in crunch time minutes, and now we just made a trade that made us better.
Yeah.
Like, the guys that we let go, they weren't seeing crunch time ever.
They're just inconsistent. And that's one thing that we talked a little bit about before this, is that now with Taj Gibson, you know what you're going to get every single night.
Yeah.
He's got a really positive PR. He's 15.8 PR. So he's like a very like average contributor across the board on offense. And then defensively, he's 12th among power forwards and DRPM, which is very good. Like, he's a very good player. Overall, in RPM, he's ranked 32nd among power forwards in RPM, and which is good.
I think something too with Taj is, in the starting lineup, is if you compare him to Sabonis, you can look at Sabonis and be like, oh, but Sabonis can shoot threes and can stretch the floor. But really, Taj Gibson, now you have, along with Steven Adams, a really good pick setter. He can also really set like super good picks for Russ. He's good in the mid-range. He's good at rolling to the basket. You gave that PER, which is mostly an offensive stat. Yeah. I mean, this actually will probably free up Russ a little bit more in that starting lineup, and we'll give him more to work with than when Sabonis is in.
If he's not going to start, but if they do play that five-man lineup together, I do worry about the spacing, because Taj doesn't, he's not going to stand out at the three-point line. And that's where Sabonis did provide more spacing. But the thing is that you're going to, I mean, you can get, you know, close to a double-double every night from Taj Gibson.
Yeah. And Sabonis hadn't earned, like, his defender to move out there with him, though. I mean, he's out there at the three, but you really weren't seeing the space that much. Yeah.
Another thing, which I think is important, this opens up a roster spot for the Thunder, which could be Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins.
It could be. That's a legitimate rumor. Like, that is... I think he's still in Oklahoma City. I think he's just sitting there waiting.
He's supporting it.
And he wants it to happen.
He wants it to happen. He does.
He's kind of the reason the rumor happened.
Yeah. He's the one that put it out there.
In that interview he had with, I don't know if it's Eric Horn or Darnell Mayberry or
I think
Brett.
It was Eric Horn, yeah.
But whoever it was in the Oklahoma, he was just like, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. It's like, what are you doing? But for me, it's hard for me to think about adding Kendrick Perkins whenever it's like we have a glaring need for a backup point guard.
And when you talk about RPM, if you look at the very last spot at RPM, guess what name you see? Kendrick! For point guards.
Samaj Kirsten.
He's the very last guy. He's very bad. He can play a little bit of defense, and he dribbles up to his head. He can't. He's a guy that's really not going to contribute a whole lot to this team.
And I don't know if you guys saw this today, but Norris Cole followed the Thunder.
Who did?
Norris Cole. Reconnaissance
there. He's actually been linked to the Thunder for a while.
Yeah, Norris Cole is an option. And we'll talk a little bit about buyout options later. But one of the things that they were maybe expecting in my mind is that Victor Oladipo would take some of those backup minutes. Victor Oladipo is inactive tonight, and so he will not be playing at all. So we'll get to see what they do.
Is that official?
Luckily, they're playing the Lakers. It is official.
Oh. Abrinas will play more. McBuckets will play more, which will be super fun. And it's against the Lakers, which should be super fun.
Yep. I'm going to tell McBuckets, I'll tell you this. I haven't like followed him a whole lot the past few years. He's a lot thicker than I remember.
He's a thicker daddy than you think.
He's a little thicker.
He's a little bit thicker.
Okay, so one of the things that we're going to do tonight, and I want to start with the Thunder trade, is we're going to rank every trade that happened. And because we're abnormal human beings, we're going to do an abnormal scale in order to grade our trades. And so we're going to do fast food restaurants. It's one of our original go-tos, which you may have not known, and so I shouldn't have said it. But the number one, if your rank was an A, if you had an A trade, you're getting a Chick-fil-A. If you got a B trade, you're getting a Taco Bueno.
Should we explain them why first?
No.
Chick-fil-A at A, because it's perfect.
It's perfect every time.
Perfect every time.
And it's their pleasure.
Yes.
And the right barbecue sauce is back. It's back and it's here to stay.
Okay.
And so C is McDonald's. Well, I don't want to. Bueno is just like. It's the second best.
Andrew has a good explanation.
Bueno is very good. It's very good. It has an argument for number one, but not every Taco Bueno is good.
You can get some bad Bueno.
You can go to a Bueno that is so bad, and you're like, oh my, I can't go there anymore.
I'm going
to
get
there. But there are a few Buenos that are just excellent every time. But every Chick-fil-A is great, not every Bueno.
Number three is McDonald's. So your C grade.
It's middle of the road.
It's just kind of there.
You know what you're getting.
You know what you're going to get.
It just is.
It just is. Number four, this is the hottest debated one, and I hope that you're not upset. So this is our D ranking, Long John Silver's, which is just a strange fast food place.
I'll say I'm upset. I like it.
If you're a fan of Long John Silver's in the room, raise your hand just real quick.
Give me my Silver's, bro.
We got Luke. We got two people.
There's, we got two Silver's.
Two bros.
Who's my Long John Silver's?
And then number...
Hell yeah, my brother.
Number.
Here's the thing. Here's what makes it a D rating is because they have never mopped ever.
No,
they never mopped.
They don't purchase mops for their restaurant.
They've never mopped, and their chicken and their fish taste exactly the same.
Tastes just alike, but that's part of their charm.
That's a bad thing.
Can I get anybody that's raised their hand and gone and just ordered crunchies from Long John Silver's? Just had some crunchies. How many people have been that poor? Here we go. Right here.
This guy. The crunchies.
I would argue that not only do those two items taste the same, that everything at Long John Silver's tastes exactly the same.
It is all fried in just a big thing.
They have one fryer, chicken, french fries, hush puppies, fish.
If you just put so much vinegar on it, it all tastes great.
It all tastes like vinegar.
So what we understand
is Luke likes vinegar.
Yeah.
So then the F is Taco Mayo because it's the worst.
Because it's trash food.
It is. It's bad.
If you like Taco Mayo, I'm sorry.
If you're a Mayo fan,
but not really.
Shout out to Mayo, anybody? We've got a Mayo table in the back.
Hey, if we
Mayo guy over here too.
My fear when I said that Taco Miles the F is I thought we're gonna have somebody that like franchises them here and we're gonna
never mind.
We'll put Taco Bell in there because
owns Taco Mayo.
No! Here's the thing. Here's my reason and my hatred for Taco Mayo. At OSU, our freshman year, me and Andrew's freshman year, Taco Mayo was in Kerr Drummond, which was the dorm. Yeah. And it was the worst food on the planet.
By far.
It was all soggy. It was all gross. Mm. And I hated it.
Okay, I have a few questions for you regarding the Thunder trade before we move on to grading the trades. Okay, tell me this. Fill in the blank. This will go to Weston first. Taj Gibson is the blank best player on the Thunder now.
Sixth.
Okay.
Six.
Is that too low or too high?
Ooh, spike.
Too low.
I have him as the fifth best player.
So, obviously, number one is Russ.
Russ.
Two is
Adams.
Adams. Three is
Victor.
Victor. Four is Cantor.
Ennis.
Five.
Tosh.
Who's your five?
Who's
your five, Weston?
Anybody have a five that's above that? Stop it.
McBuckets. I like that. I like
two
to
options,
hear that. I don't think
six.
It's true, but I like to hear it.
McBuckets and Taj. Alex Abrines is the only one because I like have a weird... Oh, like he, I want
your son.
He's my son.
He is your son.
He is my son.
He's a
I want to take him home and nurture him.
He's a beautiful boy.
He's Jay's beautiful boy.
I actually rocked facial hair similar to his at some point in my life. Sorry.
That's good. Okay, next question. Doug McDermott, Dougie McBuckets, Douglas. Doug is the blank best player.
Douglas Richard.
Douglas Dick McBuckets is the blank best player on the Thunder. That is his middle name. It's Richard. You can call him Dick, too. Just so you know.
He's not just being profane. What do you got, Weston?
Well, I guess I'm convinced that he is now the sixth because I don't understand who else would be there.
What happened is you thought
you
surely...
You shamed me into changing my mind.
You thought surely that we had more than four players that were good.
Yeah, you'd like to do that math.
We don't.
And
Weston, what's your opinion?
No, it's six. Wrong! No!
Weston, we want to hear from you so we can shame you.
It's no! Awful.
These guys are jerks.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me to the pod.
Yeah. I think it's really tough because he falls into that group of guys who, like, we don't really know what we're getting from these guys night in, night out. And there's some really weird split numbers for McDermott. So just I'm going to run through some numbers that I found today. So from above the break, he's shooting 35% from three. And then the corners, he's shooting 40%, which is really good. He has 114 assisted buckets this season. He has only 22 unassisted makes. So he's basically going to be catch and shoot. In the restricted area, though, he's shooting 61%, which shows that he's like a slasher, a guy that can get to the bucket a little bit. And now here's the weird part. His splits are so weird. So you break it down by quarter. In the first quarter, he shoots 20% from three. In the second quarter, he shoots 51% from three. Down to the third quarter, 33%, and then in the fourth quarter, he shoots 26% from three. So it's very strange. He's only shooting very well from three in the second quarter. I know that it's kind of a small sample, but not really. He's been doing this with the Bulls all season. So basically, you only just play him the whole second quarter and then just sit him the rest, right? Because he's shooting 50% from three during that quarter. It's crazy. It's really, really weird.
You have to assume that he gets like this hard reset. Who was throwing him the basketball?
Yeah, exactly.
Everything changes.
Exactly. If they can tie him to Westbrook as much as they can, it is going to change his career. Because he can catch and shoot, and if they can... He's not going to start, and he's not going to be a guy that's going to play with the starters a whole lot. But if they can bring him in to play with Westbrook, it's going to change his entire career.
I mean, if you run him with Samaje, I don't even know how you pronounce his name at this point, but are you really utilizing him the best? It's almost like you have to run him out there with Russ just to get the most out
and
of
so,
him.
And what I've thought with the second unit, you saw Abrines throw that pass to Cantor in the post. I wonder if that's going to be McBuckets or if McBuckets is going to be above the break because he loves that above the break three. So I wonder if Doug is just going to be sitting above the break while Abrines passes it. He passes it back out. Then you're not swinging it to Jeremy Grant. Then you're not swinging it to Andre Robertson. Yeah. You're not swinging it to Joffrey Laverne there. You're swinging it to Doug McDermott who's going to hit that shot.
All I know is they may be awful defensively, but offensively with Abrines, McDermott, and Cantor on the floor.
And likely Sabonis will play with them.
Yeah,
or Grant.
They'll score at will and with that crew.
McDermott is more than just a three-point shooter. He's a very good three-point shooter, but he's a scorer.
He's a scorer. Yep.
His whole time through college, the dude can score. And even on the Bulls, he's good at getting to the hoop. And he can score anywhere.
He can score in the post a little bit. Yeah. I mean, the Bulls didn't post him up a lot, and the Thunder aren't going to either, but he can score as a post-up player. He can score in the mid-range. I mean, you're right.
He opens up a lot more for that second unit,
for sure.
Guys, I think we need to power through some of the other trades that happened in the league with our rating system of fast food places.
So real quick, based on our rating system, what do you give the Thunder trade?
I think that it's a solid bueno.
I gave it a bueno as well.
I don't think that it's like, I don't think this is like a slam dunk deal.
A good B.
Because I think Taj will definitely make a difference on this team today. But then when you look at McDermott, like I think he'll be good. But he's been very hit or miss with the Bulls. So I don't think that you can just give it an A because of that.
All right.
I'm a big homer. I'm going Chick-fil-A.
You're going,
baby. Yeah.
We got a guy who can shoot. He wears mid-high socks. I'm into all that stuff.
Yeah.
I give it a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yes.
I think the thing is I'm one of those guys that tries to, like, sometimes randomly be not, like, over the top, not biased. And so I probably give it a Chick-fil-A, really. But I wanted to act like I'm not a blatant homer, but I am.
Jay, we know your secrets.
Just be honest.
Be honest. Your friends here. Okay, let's power through some trade grades. First, the Hawks got Irsan Ilyasova and the Sixers. Hold on. Is that what, right?
Yeah.
The Hawks sent.
Here, why don't you read
they're
below?
Backwards.
Read
okay.
below that. Read below
the
that.
The Hawks got Tiago Splitter for no. Irsan Ilyasova with
God.
The Sixers.
You're doing such
that's
a good
wrong.
Job so far.
It was written very confusingly.
It's Hawks, not. I promise you it's not.
Hawks, really? Sixers, Irsan Ilyasova, not. Tiago Splitter, graded.
I think this is just a...
It's a McDonald's
this
baby.
Is so McDonald's. Like, okay, great. Tiago Splitter's not going to play, and they get a pick.
But
wonderful.
Ilyasova will get some minutes for the Hawks.
He'll play. He'll play off the bench. He'll do some shooting.
But it's just kind of a zare trade. Pick.
He's fine.
He's not going to move the needle too much.
Brian Colangelo said he makes the math work. That was his rationale.
He makes the math work. Well,
okay.
I've never felt so good.
That's beautiful.
Next! All right, the Washington Wizards get... Bojan Bojanovic, God, the Bone Dog, and
the Bone Dog,
the Bone Dog, and Chris McCullough. The Brooklyn Nets get Andrew Nicholson. Oh my God, Andrew Nicholson and Marcus Thornton and a 2017 first round pick that is lottery protected. This is my first time to ever read.
That is actually my name, and we've been best friends since the sixth grade.
Literally, there's one way to spell Andrew, and it's spelled exactly like that.
Sorry, Andrew. Guys.
So the Bone Dogs going to the Zards. It's a good deal for them. I think that he will help them. He's off the bench. He shoots threes.
Weston, what do you got?
Giving up a first seems a little steep. I don't know. I really just wanted to say Bone Dong, so I'm out at this point.
Give it to the Bone Dog.
I just gave it to McDonald's. It'll move the needle just this much for the Wizards.
So we kind of have to grade it for each team, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's a... I mean, their first-round pick is going to be in the 20s, right? And also, you look at like what the Thunder did. Like, they got these guys without giving up a first-round pick, and you're like, oh. Like, wouldn't the Wizards be a lot better if they had these two players instead of just the Bone Dog?
Yes.
I mean, a lot better.
Next! I'm sorry.
I'm not sure we're ready to move on, but Luke is ready.
I'm ready. The Lakers get Corey Brewer and a 2017 first-round pick that is unprotected. The Houston Rockets get Lou Williams. Interesting fact about Lou Williams I learned today. He has two girlfriends that are completely fine with the situation.
Where'd you learn that?
My friend told me. And
Drake
that
has a song
is
about it.
Awesome. if there are two best friends that are women out there that are interested, call me.
Do they have to be best friends?
They all go on dates together.
No!
Swear to God.
Well, then this is
Google
a...
it.
They all go on dates together. Get ready.
Then Lou Williams gets a Chick-fil-A.
This is a Chick-fil-A
for the Rockets, clearly.
Get ready.
Whoa.
Houston area party of three headed your way.
For Houston, without a doubt, this is a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, it's the biggest Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Lou Williams had 7 3-pointers last night.
He's very good.
Houston... So here's the real question about this trade. So it's an obvious Chick-fil-A. Where does it... Houston's good, man.
They're good, and now they have a guy that can be like quasi-James Harden when James Harden's not in the game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Lou Williams has been one of the better... He would have won the Sixth Man of the Year, right?
They have the
him or Aaron Gordon.
Two top candidates for Sixth Man of the Year on the same team.
Yeah, Daryl Morey called them the seventh man of the year whenever they traded for him.
Shut up, Daryl.
They're going to be good and offensively because, I mean, Lou Williams cannot stop me. I mean, he is not good on defense. So
I want to put that to the test.
Come on, Lou. Bring your two girlfriends.
We'll meet you at the gym,
Let's
Lou.
Let's do it.
What do you think for the Lakers?
That was a weird way to say all that. That's what I said to them, and now I'm saying it to you.
I think Magic needed to do something. Right off the bat, he got a first, which was like gold.
That's great.
At the deadline. So, yeah.
It was good.
I gave it a bueno for the Lakers.
Yeah.
They get a first, and Corey Brewer is.
Yeah, Corey Brewer is what got two. I think he's got 2 years left on his contract, and so he'll fade out.
It's a great deal. It was good. This made sense for both teams.
Yeah.
It was both teams won from this.
Lou Will is the Chick-fil-A, though, because he went from L.A. to Houston. That's
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no joke. Yeah. Talk about somebody who was excited about that trade.
That's
excuse
big time.
Me? Yeah, please. Thank you.
The New Orleans Pelicans get DeMarcus Cousins and Omer Kasby.
Omer.
Omer Kasby.
Try to read the letters again.
The O.
Omri.
Omri Caspi.
Yeah, okay.
You got
okay.
it, brother.
The Sacramento Kings get Buddy Hield, Tyreek Evans, Langston's Galloway, a 2017 first round pick, and a future second round pick.
I mean, this is straight up Mayo for the Kings, right?
Yeah, that's.
I wouldn't be surprised if Taco Mayo is like the only thing served inside their arena, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Gosh, man, yeah. That's awfully heavy.
It's awfully true.
So here's the thing. So I'm putting an incomplete or like a.
Oh, come on,
Buddy. He said Buddy Hield has Seth. Curry, not Seth.
Seth Curry.
He does absolutely have Seth Curry.
Seth Curry, Seth Curry potential, which is true.
Absolutely true. Everybody misunderstood him. He said Seth Curry.
Yeah, he said Seth Curry, and someone made a big boo-boo.
Here's the deal is we don't know what this trade's going to look like. It looks awful right now.
We know what it looks like, Jay.
Okay.
I'm trying to spin this better. Don't do this.
I just think the fact that Cousins, I think the fact that there was such hesitation on people with Cousins makes me hesitate a little more than giving that a Chick-fil-A for the Pelicans.
Okay, but after the trade was completed, other teams came out and said, we would have wanted to get in on this. Vlade wouldn't answer our calls.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's a bad deal.
Also, let's pay attention to the color of Jay's microphone. Kings fan!
I'm a Kings fan. He's a Kings fan. I'm not a Kings fan at all. Maybe I like Buddy, though, but... not as an NBA player.
No, this is Chick-fil-A for New Orleans, and this is Taco Mayo for the Kings.
Yep.
Okay, so guys, here's a question. I want to hear what that trade call sounded like with Vlade Divac getting the call to make this trade. Andrew, can we take this man to the trade machine?
Take this man to the trade machine.
Who's going to be Dell Demps?
Hello?
Are you
hey, Vlade.
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
I forget. Ring.
You're always this role, so it's hard for me to get... Okay,
call me.
Ring, 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 ring.
De Vlade to you? Hello, this is Dell Demps. Oh, the one basketball to you on now.
Vlade, how are you doing?
Oh, doing good.
I have a trade for you, but it's very underwhelming.
The what?
It's very underwhelming.
Why you tell me?
I just want to set you up. All right, so what I want you to take...
What do you want?
We want DeMarcus Cousins.
The boogie.
We want the boogie. We're going to give you Tyreek Evans.
Mm.
Langston Galloway.
Mm.
A 2017 first-round pick. And a future, not first, second-round pick. But we also want Omri Caspi.
You want to include the buddy for the boogie?
The buddy for the boogie.
You did not say the buddy for the boogie or the boogie for the buddy.
The boogie for the buddy. The booger for the buddy.
All Vivek wants is the boogie for the buddy. I don't care how you make it work. We want the boogie for the buddy.
The boogie for the boogie for buddy. Buddy for boogie.
Who are you?
Dell Demps. New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay.
Used to be the Hornets.
Used to be what? I haven't done this for long.
Vlade.
I've been having passing basketballs to you for some time, but not of the too much of basketballs around.
All you have to think about, Vlade. Buddy boogie.
The boogie for the buddy. Let's do the boogie for the buddy right now.
Boogie for the buddy. And the
give
buddy
me the buddy, I'll give you the boogie.
And that is probably how it happened.
That was a live look-in.
Yes.
Live look-in to the Sacramento
Down
Kings War Room.
Down to Dunk Podcast exclusive. Next, the Toronto Raptors got Serge Ibaka. Woo! The Orlando Magic got Terrence Ross and a 2017 first-round pick.
So Chick-fil-A for the Raptors.
Chick-fil-A for the Raptors. Straight up Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
They're getting the barbecue sauce. They're getting the number one. Make it spicy. Take the pickles off. Give me a sweet tea. That's it.
Hey, you stop that.
I mean, that's like my order exactly.
Oh, it's good.
I add cheese.
Keep that cheese away from me,
so
man.
What about,
I add cheese too, man.
So what about for Ross? What about the Magic?
I mean, it's fine. I mean, he's not going to come back, right? So, I mean, they had to get something back for him, and it's fine.
You're going to get a pick in the 28.
I can't even say it's fine though, because it's a makeup trade for a terrible move in the first place. Like, you sign Serge Ibaka and you do everything that they did in off season, right? And now it's a trade like, oh crap, that was a bad move. Okay, let's try to get something.
I guess why I think it's fine is that they just didn't hold on to Serge and let him walk, right? Yeah. So now you at least have Terrence Ross, who's on a good
deal.
You shouldn't
have had him in the first place.
$10 million a year is great for Terrence Ross. You get a pick.
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, it's definitely. I mean, this is Long John Silver's. I mean, they did not mop the floors before they gave them this pick, right? But it's fine. I mean, it's not awful for them, but it's not great.
Here's the end question. We were talking Long John Silver's. When they left, did they ring the bell?
Every time. Didn't know that was a thing that still happened.
What is that?
At the end, when you leave Long John Silver's, there's a bell that you can ring if they did a good job.
Oh, I had no clue.
I ring the hell out of that bell.
Next!
The Brooklyn Nets got KJ McDaniels, and the Houston Rockets got cap space.
This is the most McDonald's deal ever.
Yeah. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Next! The Toronto Raptors got PJ Tucker, and the Phoenix Suns got Jared Sullinger and a 2017 and 2018 second round pick.
Here's what I'm most glad about right now. It has nothing to do with this trade, is that two other people printed off the rundown with me, which is great because I'm usually the only one who prints it off. Come on.
I was like taking notes.
Oh, that was awful. There we go.
We're replacing somebody with Weston.
That's right.
You have to drive to my house every Friday at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Come on.
Okay.
I'll do it.
What's a grade? And we're powering through.
To get what they got for, I mean, they traded away Jared Sullinger and 2 second round picks. I mean, that's really, really good for the Raptors.
That's a Chick-fil-A again.
It's a Chick-fil-A.
Hot. He's a hot boy, and he's hungry for chicken.
Sullinger's not good. They actually already waived him.
Yeah.
Next!
So they got 2 second rounders for it.
Next!
It's like a win for Krispy Kreme in the Arizona state area.
Listen, don't just do the last one.
Okay, next! The Philadelphia 76ers got Andrew Bogut and Justin Anderson, a top team protected first round pick. The Dallas Mavericks got Nerlens Noel.
Actually, the only thing I wrote here was Hinkie didn't die for this. That's it.
That's so true.
That's all
this is not. This is not great for the Sixers.
No,
because this is not a first round pick. It is the most fake first round pick ever. It's top 18 protected. They're not getting this pick. They're getting 2 second-round picks for Nerlens Noel, and they're getting Justin Anderson. Right now, Justin Anderson, he's an athlete. He can defend. He is not – he cannot shoot right now. So if he develops as a shooter, great. Like, they got a pretty decent deal. If he doesn't, this is a bad deal.
He's like kind of Andre Roberson.
Yeah.
Roberson with a really bad
attitude. Oh, no. Yeah. Roberson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he is. He's
but
fine.
Also, and you have to look at it like, what's Philadelphia going to do with Andrew Bogut?
Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut. Like,
they're going to waive him.
They're going to waive him?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a terrible trade.
They're waiving him. It's good for the Mavs. I think it's a bueno for the Mavs. Like, they'll re-sign him this summer. It's basically like he and Harrison Barnes are like the two guys they're moving forward with. It's fine.
Whatever.
They're good. Yeah. All right, let's move on to some Twitter questions.
Twitter questions!
What are you doing? The drop. I need the drop. Nope, no drop. All right. Well, our first Twitter question comes from @Ethan_Michael, who wants to know, besides the Boogie trade, did the Thunder come away with the best haul of the week?
I think that you have to first look at the Serge Ibaka trade before you look at what the Thunder did, because I think... But at the same time, I wonder how much better Ibaka is than Taj Gibson. I think he's better because he can shoot threes, but I don't think that like the difference between their defense is all that much. And then I think Taj is better. Like, he's got a better floor game. He's got a better post game. Like, Serge can't post up at all. Taj Gibson's like got that in his game. So I think that you would say that it's the Thunder because they got Taj Gibson and they got Doug McDermott for three players that weren't that useful. So
we needed shooting so badly that it's just it's a lifesaver when we needed it the most. So, the argument could certainly be made that we got the best haul.
I think it's the Thunder.
I would still go to Raptors, though. because of what they traded for Serge Ibaka and what Serge Ibaka means to that team.
Sure.
It was a better trade.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with that
they
one.
They needed him badly, but I'm just talking about the overall return. The Thunder didn't give up. They gave up three players that weren't contributing a whole lot for two players that are going to contribute. Terrence Ross is good. He's at least good.
Okay. Bringing up our shooting, our next Twitter question comes from That True Talk, who wants to know, since Sabonis has been shooting 35% field goal percentage and a 15% three-point field goal percentage since Christmas, how worried are we? Oklahoma City acquiring Gibson makes at That True Talk really worried.
Not worried.
Not worried at all, no.
He's 20 years old. He's in a shooting slump. But it's not like he's not contributing in other areas. Like, he's still been playing really well in defense. He's still moving the ball really well. He's still doing the little things on the court. His shot has been short. Fred Katz did a ton of research. Fred Katz put out a tweet about his shooting and how he's missed short on almost everything since December. And he watched literally every shot that happened, which I feel kind of bad for Fred on that. But he watched every shot, and he's missing short. He hasn't played a season this long ever. He hasn't really even shot this many threes. If you look back at his college career, he didn't shoot this many threes. I do expect him to be a good three-point shooter. He killed it in the draft, in the draft workouts. Like, he was a guy that was hitting, you know, like 70 to 90% of his threes in draft workouts. A lot of people don't know that, but he was. So I think that he's going to shoot well eventually. I think he'll be like a 35 to 37% career three-point shooter. But this season, he's hit the rookie wall. He's shooting short. He's tired. He's never traveled this much. But I expect him to be one of the cornerstones of this team going forward.
And you can't just look at his three-point shooting and his shooting overall. Like, look at the things he was terrible at the start of the season, right? Like defense, especially post-defense.
Yeah.
He was awful. And he was fouling out and building up fouls really quickly.
Yeah.
And he's gotten so much better at that up until this point. So I'm not worried at all. He's a rookie. It's whatever. Taj just helps this team.
For sure.
Next, our next Twitter question.
Where did this NEX come from?
But I like it. It's effective, and I like
effective?
It.
Effective?
It's effective.
Okay, all right.
Our next Twitter question comes from at Dubsack, who wants to know, with the trade and OKC's soft remaining schedule, does anyone want to revise their win totals of the Thunder for this year? And what seed will they have?
In terms of the win total, I had them at 50, which would be 18-7 to finish the season, which it's doable because the schedule is pretty soft, like Dubsack mentioned. But at the same time, we've seen these people kind of fall short in some games that we thought otherwise. But I don't know. I'm sticking with 50. Let's 50. 18,
they're winning 7. 50. They're going to win 50 games.
So the Thunder are currently 32-25.
Yeah.
There's 25 games left on the schedule. It's a pretty easy schedule going forward. The thing, I looked at a pretty kind of conservative view of how the Thunder would play that remaining schedule out. I have them at 50-32 as well. It's funny that we all three went there. What does that mean? So at the beginning of the season, if you said if the Thunder get to 50 wins, that Russell Westbrook has a legitimate shot at the MVP.
He without a doubt has a shot. He averages a triple-double. They win 50 games. He wins the MVP. He does.
He is the MVP.
It's going to happen.
Ooh.
It should.
I'm just not as sure, and I haven't been as
I'm
sure
not
about
either.
That this whole season.
Maybe.
I just think Harden's still going to get
Harden, I don't know. Harden's good. They're going to have a better record, but I think Westbrook's going to win.
If you think that Russell Westbrook's the MVP of the NBA, go ahead and shout out for me.
Yeah, Thunder fans!
I'm not surprised.
Not
a lot of Rocket fans here.
Yeah.
All right, next. Our next Twitter question comes from at Ben Vance, who wants to know, what's the worst trade you ever made in your own life? At Ben Vance once traded a fruit roll-up for a cookie, and it turned out to be raisin.
It's a bad trade. In kindergarten, I was hanging out with Matt Winsler, who you know, who
know
no
Matt.
One else in this room knows. And I traded a Ghostbuster action figure for a Ninja Turtle action figure, which I grew to regret from the day after.
Mm.
The Ghostbuster
Ghostbuster
it
hat?
Was, I traded a core member of the Ghostbuster crew for a bit piece of the Ninja Turtle world, and I still can't come to terms with it.
Yeah.
It's a bad trade.
That's a tough loss.
You traded an Egon.
I got two trades.
You got Egon for Donatello. Egon?
No, he's talking bit players. So he's talking about Egon for like
Rocksteady.
Rocksteady.
Oh, it's a bad trade. It's a bad trade.
Like Casey Jones.
I made a mistake. I'll say this. When I was a little kid, I loved Ninja Turtles so much. When I was probably 7, I wanted to change my name to Rocksteady. Hey. I asked my parents if I could. They smartly said no.
Those are good parents.
Rocksteady Stevens is a freaking great name.
Rocksteady Stevens.
Awesome. That is a great name.
Just, you can change it now.
In 20 or 30 years, when you run across a young 20-year-old that's named Rocksteady Stevens, you're going to find Luke's child.
I might still name my kid Bebop.
Bebop? Who's, I got two trades.
Hey, who's your lawyer? Rocksteady Stevens.
Rocksteady.
At yes.
All right, Taylor, do it.
One time I traded a Flareon for a Jolteon, which was so stupid on my part.
Dude, they're so the same.
No, Flareon's better than Jolteon. When I was in daycare, I traded I had a Y-Wing Star Wars toy.
Totally.
I traded it for an X-Wing, and then I was like, no way, the Y-Wing's way better. So I waited till the kid went to sleep at nap time, and I stole the Y-Wing, and I had both X-Wing and Y-Wing.
That's the best trade
I've ever done.
Well, you're a thief, and I'll tell you mine, and it's a dark period of my life. 6th grade, Pokemon had been cool, had started to become uncool, so I traded a hologram Charizard card for $10.
You monster!
Wow. You shouldn't even be here.
It was worth hundreds.
Wow.
Hundreds of dollars. I was so mad.
Next!
Our next Twitter question comes from @SmilinContender, who says, it sounds like we're going to keep Andre Robertson, parentheses, yay, in parentheses. What does that tell us about potential moves Presti makes this summer?
I think one of the big moves that I could see is I could see Cantor, some sort of draft move for Cantor. I know it's not going to be as easy as you would think or as you would hope to move Cantor. But I think as for a salary problems, Cantor has to go.
I don't know, man. Cantor is very key to what this team does.
Yeah, but I think if you were to do some of these things, you're going to make a decision on what the team will do next.
So, the decision is, do you want Taj Gibson and Robertson, or do you want Cantor?
Or can you let them both go and have all the money?
And bring they'll only have a little bit to spend. Because they'll be over the cap already.
I get confused about the redundancy, and I realize their skill sets are completely different, but between Adams and Cantor, having so much money tied up at the same position, it freaks me out. Like, internally,
that's,
I panic.
That's the biggest problem.
And especially in a league that has gone so perimeter-heavy, you're perimeter-heavy, and you're going to have $30-plus million dollars, $35 million lined up in two low post players.
I mean,
then if you were to add Taj for 10 or 12 or 14.
The Thunder are zigging when everyone is zagging, right? Like, they're going big. They want to play big. They want to, you know, take advantage of offensive rebounds. They have Westbrook, who's an offensive rebounding monster. That's what they want to do. And they wanted to do that even with Kevin Durant here. I mean, that's what they want to do. And it would have to be something pretty good. They would have to get a pretty good draft pick in order to move on from him. They're not just ready to move on from him just to dump him.
Yeah. I guess. But in order to do some of these other things, money-wise, I just assume that he'd have to be somebody that had to go.
So you want to re-sign a 31-year-old Taj Gibson.
Yes.
For 4 years for, you know, $48 million. Or do you want to keep in a Scanter, who's much younger, who's still developing?
I don't know.
If you look at the
month of February before he got injured, you're looking at 25, 26 minutes a game for him. Mm-hmm. 21's not cutting it. Like,
right.
You can't justify the money if you're going to play him that amount. But if you're going to give him 25, 26, and he's going to give you 17 and 9, then I have no problem keeping him around.
Yeah.
I don't. And the money thing with the bigs, I think we're not the only team that's zigging when everyone else is zagging too. I mean, look at what New Orleans Pelicans just did.
Yeah.
Look at what the Sixers are going to do in the future. And I mean, sure. Yeah, whatever. Take that for what it is. The Spurs are probably going to stay big.
Yeah.
For a while too. I mean, you have to consider these other teams too, and these that are going to be an issue 2 years from now.
I think all it does really is it allows them a lot of flexibility.
Yeah.
You can make your... I don't think they have, like, in mind exactly what they're going to do today. You can move forward for Robertson. You can pay him if you want to. If he gets a too big of a salary, you know, you can move on from him. If he gives them, like, some sort of, like, hometown discount, then you take it. Like, if he takes, like, $8 million a year, you know, going forward, like, the Thunder will do that in a heartbeat. So it really just allows them flexibility.
Some sort of, like...
Some strange vehicle like just drove by.
Oh, my.
Some Tulsa thing.
Oh, this must be a Tulsa thing.
Next. Our next Twitter question, I'm sorry, comes from at Tim Kurtz, who wants to know if we have any DTD-approved nicknames for our new players.
Yeah?
I dug really deep today. I felt really
ashamed. Oh, please, go.
Do it.
All right, so I don't think you ever change McBuckets. Like, that has to stay the same.
Yes.
Because it's probably legal at this point. Taj, all right, you had the Maori twins.
Yeah.
They had a younger brother named Taj who played Smart Guy. We all remember Smart Guy.
Yes.
Taj Maori.
So we're going Smart Guy, right?
Oh, I love this.
He's a smart guy.
Smart Guy.
You know
smart
the song.
Guy. Smart Guy.
We watched it, Disney
Channel. We watched it, yo.
I'm into it.
Do you have another one?
Oh, no, that's
I
like all that. I mean.
I got one for Taj. One.
Okay, go.
Taj Mahals. It's Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahals.
But he plays basketball. So Taj Mahals.
Taj Mahals.
Taj Mahals.
I love this. Smart Guy Taj Mahals.
Yep. And we got...
Very similar.
For Doug McDermott, we got Douglas...
Now
Dick
we got
McDirtmouth.
Go on. Next!
Quickly.
All right. Our next Twitter question comes from at DPuzzle23, who wants to know, what does our bench lineup look like now? Shooters around Ennis to pass out to? Alex and McBuckets?
Alex and McBuckets.
So I think this would be
McBuckets?
I know we're getting up against the clock. I want to talk a little bit about rotation. So, yeah. Andrew, why don't you and Weston kind of lead this conversation, what you all are thinking the rotations fall into going forward with this trade?
So I think you default to Samaj at the backup.
I think for now, I think they're looking for somebody else.
Right.
Right.
But you run Alex a lot more, which is a good thing at the two. And I'm assuming Buckets will get plenty of play at the three, which if you've got both of them out there, you're getting all the 3-point shooting you can stomach, which is a good thing.
For sure. And you're running everything through the post again, through Cantor now that he's back. And now you have shooters to swing it to, right? So whoever's making that pass, that entry pass to Cantor, whether it's McBuckets, whether it's Abrinas, that floor is spread a lot more now. And I think that Jeremy Grant will probably play with them too, and he'll be in the opposite corner. So you're able to swing the ball a whole lot, which makes a ton of sense for that second unit. It makes a ton of sense for Cantor because he can go to work not only with passing, but he'll have the space to score now more than he has before. So I think that is really helpful to the second unit. They're not going to stop anybody, right? But they're going to be able to shoot threes, and they may be able to not be such a negative when Russ is off the court now.
Right. I mean, usually the thing is Russ goes out, you're up 8, 9, 10 points. He comes back, you're down 11.
Right.
if you can just tread water is really your job and hold a lead or at least just keep it where it's at when he goes out, you're good.
Yep, for sure.
Next. Our next Twitter question comes from at LilBit77.
Shout out to LilBit.
Shout out to LilBit.
Thanks for coming to the
pod. Here in Tulsa. He says, what potentially waived player do you want the Thunder to target?
Okay, so this is the big question.
It's a big question.
So a lot of people are leaning towards Perkins. My preference would be to stretch Singler.
Stretch
which means
him.
Waive him, pay his contract over 5 years or
get
10 years or however, 15, 20 years. However long it takes, I don't think you can do it that long. But
20 years.
Do it over 5 years or whatever, 4 years. And then...
When I'm 50 years old, they're still paying Kyle Singler.
So I think like the only way that I want Kendrick Perkins is that there's two roster spots. I think they need a better backup point guard. And so that's where the names like Norris Cole, Mario Chalmers, all those come into play. So there's a chance that somebody's going to get bought out. So the buyout season's going to be happening in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
There's a name of a guy that plays in Chicago as well.
Oh. Jimmy Butler. They're buying him out. He's coming to the Thunder.
So one of the rumored is that Rajon Rondo would get bought out. Would you have any? If
Boo him! Boo him now! Get him out of here!
All I can think of is distributing the ball with Enes Kanter.
You're thinking of like Celtics Rondo right now. You're thinking of a Rondo that doesn't exist anymore.
If Kendrick Perkins came to the Thunder and then you added Rondo, I think
actually I'm on board with that.
Ubuntu, right?
Bring it
Ubuntu
back
to the Thunder. Get out of here, Jay. That's not a good idea.
One name. Marcelo Huerta! For the people who couldn't hear that, are you talking about Marcelo Huertas?
We're talking about Huertas.
Marcelo Huertas.
He's not coming to the Thunder. He's obviously not good.
Oh, so who do you think? Do you have anybody, either one of you?
I mean, Norris Cole is a guy that's been linked to the Thunder for a long time. I think that they would love to bring him in. He's a guy that can shoot it a little bit. He's just competent enough to play 10 minutes. That's a guy that would love to bring in. I also think that if Chalmers can play at all, which there's really no indications that he can, that would be a guy that I would bring in a heartbeat. He would be really a really good backup. He can also play next to Russ because he can defend. I mean, that's a guy that if he can play, they have to bring him in, right? They
just Chalmers is the guy. Chalmers is the guy. He's got championship experience. He played at Kansas, which, you know, whatever. But, you know, if it's not one of those guys that perk me up.
Yeah. You got a wave singler, you can bring in Perk, and then you go get Chalmers. I mean, this team would be so much better. Like, even Chalmers, like, if he didn't have use of that Achilles tendon, he would still be better than what Cameron Payne has been this season.
Yeah, true.
Samash Christian, true. Cameron Payne.
Yeah.
Hey, so quick update. Alex Abrines is starting. Victor Oladipo's out with back spasms.
That's a very cute lineup.
Wow.
Very handsome.
Super cute.
We'll give you the hottest breaking news here on the Down to Dunk podcast.
Let's move on because I have one final question. It's not a tweet or question. It's a question from me to you. It is, are you miffed and are you peeved?
Miffed.
Super miffed.
Miffed and peeved.
Do we need to play that
again? Play it again.
Come on.
I'm sleeping
miffed.
On the job.
Miffed and peeved.
That's a quick one.
I'm going to start us out. I'm super miffed.
Okay.
Mega peeved.
Tell me why.
Today, this morning, I had a mediation where some people get together to try to solve their problems. And it's led by a person, third party, not involved. So at the end of this mediation, successful mediation, Luke did a good job. The mediator goes to the other attorney and said, by the way, have you ever seen The Office? You look just like Jim from The Office.
Oh.
And the guy was like, I get that all the time. It's great. He sort of did, so I get it. He didn't give me a celebrity that I look like.
Oh. This is a selfish miffed and peeved. Wow.
It's like literally the most underwhelming miffed and peeved I've ever heard in my life.
And he gave that guy a great compliment, and he gave me crap. Nothing.
Dude, I think you look like Kevin from The Office.
Yeah. I was going to say like a Phyllis-Kevin combo.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be even more miffed and peeved.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I was super miffed.
And mute.
I go out to my car on Tuesday. My truck doesn't start. Just dead. Click, click, dead, click, dead. So I go to work with my wife's truck. Fine. We call AAA. My father-in-law comes over to help. He wants to help out, and so we take it to a car lot that we know that he works at, and they have a mechanic there. So he gets up. So I'm already pretty miffed. My car's not starting. He gets up onto the truck, the flatbed truck, to help the guy get my truck off. He falls and breaks his hand.
No. The helper?
My father-in-law, who was trying to help, he broke his hand.
No.
It's broken. He has to have surgery on Monday.
You gave him your kidney. He has... Literally, he can never be frustrated about anything you do.
But that's he broke true. His hand. It's a spiral break down from his pinky all the way down to here.
Hey, I got a question. Are you and your wife a dual truck couple?
dual truck couple.
Oh my god! Wow, that's love, y'all.
You better believe
that's DTCs.
That's love.
Welcome to
Do
the
we got D- any other DTCs? Welcome to the
any other dual truck couples
Welcome
here.
To the DCT podcast.
Taylor, yeah. Weston, you got any miffed or peas?
I got pretty miffed on the way down here.
Oh,
what happened?
I know I shouldn't speak up. I'm the new guy, but driving down, had George Strait going. I was singing like you do. Down here about 300 yards, there's a train track. The people from Tulsa know what I'm talking about. Yeah, this guy knows. And I get there. There's like, I don't know, 10 feet of a train left. I'm like, all right, it's fine. I can wait this out. It stopped, but it'll pull forward. Anyways, it starts backing all the way up.
No.
The whole train. All the way to the start of it.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking, all right, well, the gates will open now. It doesn't. It drives all the way forward once more. And then it backs up again.
No!
Oh. You should have heard the things I said.
Trains. I feel like we should have surpassed that technology by now.
I'm actually really upset about trains. That's a completely
It happens
rant
where I live, too. We live in Edmond, and it's just like stop traffic for 30 minutes.
I have an argument that the train is actually such a good invention and innovation that it's still being used today and has a purpose. I think it's great technology. I had it time when it came out.
No, you got to talk. If you're talking about trains, you got to bring up the model train industry.
Okay. Oh. I have an actual myth and peep.
Why did you say that?
Because I live right by Whistle Stop, the one stop for the model train industry in Oklahoma City.
That's a real place and not a sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by Whistle Stop.
I wish.
Do it, Taylor, bring it.
I wish we were. I wish.
Okay. I was in Dallas last night for a concert. I was outside in the parking lot, and a security guard was walking in the parking lot. This lady wasn't walking, backed up, accidentally bumped the security guard. He flipped out, punched her window out of the car with his bare hand, and then was like cussing her out and was like, "You better watch your F out where you're going. You hit me." And then the other security guards came up and they were like,
they bashed out all the other windows?
No, but they were like all yelling at this lady like, "I can't believe you hit him. You need to watch where you're going." And I was like, "What in the world?" And then this guy punched out her car window. Punched out with his bare hand.
That is amazing.
And then she got out of the car and they were talking. 5 minutes later, they were like joking with each other and it was fine. And it miffed me off because that would never happen to me. If I punch out someone's window.
They would have shot you in the face.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, so listen. Hey, I'm not miffed and peeved. You know why?
Why?
I'm grateful and blessed.
G&B. You know,
why am I grateful and blessed,
because
Luke?
The Down to Dunk podcast is grateful and blessed to have Weston Shepherd here on the pod.
Yeah! This is where you clap, everyone.
Yep. And this one is for me.
And to be coming here live from Elgin Park in Tulsa. Tulsa, I gotta tell you, I underestimated you. You're cool.
Also
want to give props and shout out to Coop Aleworks for supplying some delicious beer. We are so glad that you listened to our podcast and that you came out to listen tonight. Andrew.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Andrew.
Enjoy the game.